I'd like now to welcome to the program Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, and I don't want to waste too much time saying happy belated birthday to you and to me,
to
which
both
we both
us.
Enjoyed sort of over the holidays.
That's right. We don't know what astrological sign we are anymore, but we don't really care that much.
Oh, how nice. But we do care. We should care. I want people to care, and I thank you for giving me a few minutes today. About the school board, the county school board election, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, February 1st.
County school board election, and this is something that we've been reading about in the paper and hearing about a little bit. There's quite a lot of candidates to fill three seats.
Three different seats, District 1, District 2, District 4.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, these are not city council districts.
No, correct.
These are county districts. Well, I'm in one district in the city and a different district in the county, and I have found that very confusing.
And it's my understanding, and I'm very cautious in my words, that the county districts are even slightly different from the school district. So here, to discuss this for a minute. If you honestly don't know which county you're in or whether you are viable...
Well, you know which county you're in, but which county district you're in.
Thanks, the district, the school district. The three that are up for election are 1, 2, and 4. I'll talk about the candidates in a moment. The simplest thing, go to santafecounty.org/clerk, the Santa Fe County's clerk's office. I'm going to give you a phone number, 986-6280. Maybe they don't want to field calls all day today and tomorrow, but they will answer your question as to where you are. You can also go to Santa Fe.
And the website is good.
The website is good. The Santa Fe Public Schools.info, SFPS info, will also tell you probably what district you live in, and it will separate the three districts. District 1 sort of covers the center to the south, and it includes the following schools: Chaparral, E.J. Martinez, Pinon Elementary, as well as Capshaw Middle and Santa Fe High. District 2 is considered sort of the downtown area, swinging out also to El Dorado and its four elementary schools, which is El Dorado, Acequia Madre, and Atalaya, and Wood Gormley. And finally, District 4 is sort of also south of town, the south part of town, Agua Fria, Cesar Chavez, Sweeney Elementary Schools, Ortiz Middle School, Capital High School, Ramirez Thomas Elementary School, and I think one of the other schools. Now I feel bad. But that's basically it. You can figure out where you are. If you honestly don't know, it won't be hard to either through the Santa Fe County or Santa Fe Public Schools website.
So I went to that, and I figured out that I am in a particular district that isn't voting. Now, not all of them are voting.
No,
so
District
I'm in
3 and 5 are not voting.
Yeah.
There are five members, and every 2 years you vote on two or three of them, which gives them new life. So two of the members, Barbara Goodwin and Frank Montaño, are good for two more years. They will be up for re-election if they choose to run in 2012. Board members are elected tomorrow. March 1st is when they take office. And school board elections generally garner about 5% of the population. And people need to care. They don't need me preaching
5%
to them.
5%?
Yes.
That's nothing.
Let's up that to 10% at least, and get people out there to care. If you have children in the system, if you've had children in the system, if you may conceive and have children in the system, if you care about the well-being of the community in terms of its culture,
if you care about whether the future workforce, children, even if they're not yours, are able to punctuate words and sentences.
And work here. Come out of high school and be able to work. Please, it's not hard to play a role. If you don't know the issues, it's not too late.
Okay.
First of all, honestly.
Because Robert Knott will tell us right now what
the
issues
are. Not just Robert.
Are.
Yeah, thank you. Google me. Google the New Mexican. A week ago, Sunday on the 23rd, I did profiles of the candidates. You know what? Google Phil Parker at the Albuquerque Journal. He did profiles of the candidates. Alexa Schertzinger, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, at the Santa Fe Reporter has done pop quizzes of the candidates. It wouldn't be hard to find this stuff online or to call those newspapers and say, I'm looking for these articles, help me. I would help you with the Santa Fe New Mexican. I bet any money Phil Parker would at the Journal. I'm sure that Alexa would at Santa Fe Reporter. Three print media outlets that have done pretty good synopses and profiles of all the candidates. Nine candidates total. Seven are actively seeking office, and what I mean by that is two others, one in District 1, one in District 4, have basically suspended their campaigns, but they are on the ballot.
Okay.
And now I can go through the candidates if you want for each district. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
District 1, you have incumbent Mary Ellen Gonzalez. She's been on the board 8 years. Her challengers are Stephen Carrillo, who's been a union organizer and a contract negotiator. He's currently a waiter. And Carl Luff. Carl Luff is a CPA, a business owner. He's volunteered for the school district for about 15 years on various audit and budget committees, but he's never been a school district employee. Those are the three district ones. In district two, you have no incumbent, so you have three new people. Glenn Weichel, a parent, a computer scientist. He's been very active in helping to keep the Acequia Madre Atalaya consolidation from not happening, in the sense of keeping Acequia Madre School, where he has a daughter, open. Melissa Coleman is the parent of two kids at Atalaya. One's a special needs child. And Donato Cove Coviello, somewhat well-known, he's in his mid-60s, artist, activist, has run in many elections unsuccessfully.
Yeah, he's run for all sorts of things.
And he likes to always stir things up a little. But
yeah, what is the word for that?
I'm not using any word.
Stirrer-upper.
A stirrer-upper is okay. Those are your three District 2 candidates. And finally, in District 4, Linda Trujillo.
Now, have any of those that you've mentioned so far suspended their candidacy?
No. Okay. In District 1, Alexis Lotero, she will still be on the ballot. She's run basically no campaign. Okay. Can you vote for her? You can, actually. But she didn't respond to personality profiles. And in District 4, the same is true of a man named Jason Romero, who has announced he has suspended his campaign and he is backing his only opponent, Linda Trujillo. So that's District 4.
So
Basically, ladies and gentlemen,
you don't want to vote for people who aren't campaigning, and especially
because they don't want the job.
They don't want the job.
And then the chances are they'll say, I don't want it, and the school board will have to elect somebody anyway. So in District 4, Linda Trujillo. That doesn't mean you should not vote in District 4. Show people you care. Show people you have a voice. Get out there in all three districts. You can be the agents of change. It doesn't have to be the school board members.
Oh, you mean so there's only one candidate in District 4?
Basically, Linda Trujillo, because Jason Romero, her opponent, said, I'm behind Linda. I'm popping out. But they stay on the ballot because they didn't withdraw by the end of the year. If you don't withdraw by the end of the year last year, you stay on the ballot. The county can't change that.
So what, in your view, Robert Knott, are the issues?
The issues and the challenges can be two different things, and that's, I like to make that distinction as I continue to learn as the education reporter what's happening. The challenges have been played up so much that people think the school board is often reactive rather than proactive, which is what I think some of the people running for school board are trying to change. But the issues are continually money problems. The state funds to the tune of more than 95% the schools around the state. The challenges are trying to reach across to broad cultural, racial, ethnic, socioeconomic divide and make sure all the students get an equitable education. The challenges and the issue should be trying to improve academic achievement, trying to improve the high school graduation rate. And among the other issues are everything from, do we continue with the notion of K-8 since they're still fairly new? Do we try to find new ways to increase revenue beyond what the state's giving us to help get money to the classroom?
Big sales.
We evaluate teachers and make sure they're on the money? Do we excite them, engage them? Do we engage students? There's really no issue that doesn't touch the Santa Fe Public School or any public school district in the state in terms of all those elements.
I think it's, I was thinking about this, nonprofits like KSFR and like so many others devote so much of their time that they could be devoting to actual programs, to fundraising in order to stay alive. When that starts happening in the school system, you've really got a big, big problem, especially when there's a huge amount of economic inequality.
It does, and there are limitations that I understand that a school board or a district can do in terms of raising money, which any school board member needs to be aware of. I don't have them all down pat, but I am learning more about how school boards operate. And some of the new challengers who are embracing and proposing change, all of whom, incidentally, I absolutely believe are very passionate and excited. They seem to have varying degrees of understanding of what a school board can do, but some of them are doing, they want to do more than think outside the box. They want to be able to act outside the box, and that's really exciting in a way. I don't know whether they will be able to legally, statewide, mandate-wise, but they want to, and there's an excitement there, and I'm trying to make that excitement move into the electorate and get them out tomorrow to vote between 7 and 7. You can find out where to vote. Call Santa Fe County, 986-6280. Visit the website. You can still get this done by tomorrow.
So districts 1, 2, and 4 are up for election. You can find out, you can go to santafecounty.org and find out what district you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your right and it's your duty.
And as I mentioned in my column today, Monday, I believe it gives you a right to talk about the school system if you vote.
Yeah.
I will also say, and probably annoy a lot of people, if you're honestly, totally uninformed and have no time to get informed, I'm of the belief it's probably better not to vote.
Yeah.
Uninformed voters don't help. You can still inform yourself in 24 hours.
Yeah, then you vote for somebody because you like their name.
Right, and I honestly, even if it angers people and it doesn't increase the voting numbers, but you can. You have 24 hours. You can do some research tonight.
Well, today it's before 9 o'clock.
Right.
And you've got the whole rest of the day and then all of tomorrow to go to SantaFeNewMexican.com and read Robert Knott's articles on the school board candidates.
And I'm also still going to plug Phil Parker at the Journal. He's a good education writer. And Alexa Schertzinger over at the Reporter. She's done some interesting things. I hope they both stay on it because it's important for us to keep covering education. We're trying our best. We're all imperfect. So are the school board candidates. But, damn, they are passionate. And it's exciting to me. And I hope people get out there, share the excitement, and vote. I will be voting in District 2. I'm not telling anyone who I'm voting for, ever. I know I could sway the election by as little as 10 votes. And these elections are won on less than 10 votes sometimes. Get out there, please, tomorrow and vote.
Robert Knott is the educational reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He used to be with us. Speaking of the arts, we miss you, but we're glad that you found a new place in education. You're loving it.
I'm loving it. I'm trying my best. I'm still learning. I'm not perfect. I'm making mistakes.
You're not perfect?
I would like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Only when I'm dealing with
you. Stop the presses.
I will make occasional visits back. I think I'm going to come on your St. Patrick's Day show and sing Danny Boy for you.
Good.
And occasionally I supply an article for Pasa Tiempo, but it's education's taking my time and my passion, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited about the vote tomorrow. Please get out there and do this.
Robert Knott, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for giving me the time.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.